from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and European and Arab diplomats met in Paris Saturday to try to find a way of protecting civilians in Syria, especially in Aleppo. After the meeting, in which they also spoke to opposition leaders, Kerry called on Russia and the Syrian government to show a little grace in their ongoing operations against the opposition.
Russia and Assad have a moment here where they are obviously in a dominant position. They have an ability to be able to show a little grace. And sometimes in diplomacy, a little grace goes a long way.
French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault, however, accused the regime and its backers of trying to use violence to shore up a dictator who is scorned.
La bataille d'Aleppo et ses cortèges d'Europe.
He said the battle for Aleppo and its procession of horrors are not aiming to defeat terrorism, but to try to eradicate all political opposition. And they aim, above all, to use violence to shore up a dictator who is scorned. The goal is to liquidate the opposition much more than to fight, as we are, al-Nusra. U.S. and Russian military experts and diplomats, meanwhile, are meeting in Geneva to try to work out details of the rebels' exit from eastern Aleppo. On the streets of Aleppo Saturday, the Syrian army was visible as the Syrian regime, backed by Russia, continued to drive opposition forces from their strongholds. Footage filmed on Saturday showed some badly damaged buildings and destroyed homes. About 50,000 civilians have fled eastern Aleppo over the past 2 days in a constant stream of displaced persons. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.